Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
The Financial Exchange with Barry Armstrong and Chuck Zada. Weekday mornings 10 to noon on WBNW, 1120 AM and 102.9 FM. The Money Matters Radio Network.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, welcome you all. A good morning, and especially a good morning, and our prayers go out to all the people in the Southeast who have been experiencing this devastating, catastrophic storm. And I've been following hurricanes my whole life, and I couldn't take my eyes off the TV all weekend. But we're going to go from a hurricane to something much more moderate as we open up with a very diversified show here. And joining us to begin with is Larry Sternberg. He's a senior executive at management consulting firm Talent Plus, where he has designed and conducted training programs on a variety of topics for thousands of executives and managers. And the book is co-written with Kim Turnage. She's a senior leadership consultant at Talent Plus and works in the same area. The name of the book, Managing to Make a Difference: How to Deliver, How to Engage, Retain, and Develop Talent for Maximum Performance. And it's published by Wiley. Welcome to the show. Nice to have you on.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be here.
All right. I'm just going to project myself into the role of the average book buyer who says, oh, my goodness, another book on management, another book on how to make a difference in the world. When someone hits you with that question, and it has to be a question that you're asked, state the differentiating factors on from this book on others. And we're not asking you to reinvent the wheel. I think the wheel's been reinvented over and over.
Yes, absolutely. I think there's two things that differentiate this book. One is the audience, the people to whom I have written the book, those people are mid-level managers. There's a lot of books written for business owners and for CEOs and for other C-suite individuals. And this book specifically is designed to help mid-level managers produce better results by making a difference in the lives of their people. That's one thing. The second thing is this. Any manager can achieve his or her goals and can progress in his or her career without making a difference in the lives of the people they manage. This book is specifically about making a difference in the lives of the people they manage. And this, if you talk to highly successful individuals, this aspect of their careers will come out as one of the most rewarding aspects of their careers.
Larry, I always hate to focus some of these interviews on me, and this isn't about me, but it hits so hard because I think of the first major speaking engagement that I got, and it was, and I didn't do my homework because it was my first one. I didn't realize that I was speaking to a middle management group. I was just asked to speak to management of companies, and it didn't take long for me to realize into the talk that I was offending middle management people who were there, and I had to somehow turn the topic around. But at that particular point, I can't remember how many years ago, middle management was kind of a, quote, disappearing entity, and as it was of no significance, and that was really the focus of my talk. How have things changed since then?
Well, I don't think things have changed. I would have disagreed with that point of view back then, and I disagree with it now. It's middle management who have the most contact with employees. So, you know, your employees are the people who are directly serving your customers. They're the people who are improving your processes. They're the people who are creating the value, directly creating it. I used to work for Ritz-Carlton, and the legendary COO of Ritz-Carlton, Horst Schulze, used to say, if I don't show up to work tomorrow, not many people are going to notice. But if a desk clerk in any of my hotels doesn't show up to work tomorrow, a lot of people are going to notice, and it's not going to be good for them. So I think mid-level managers are a crucial point of leverage in any business.
Well, what about the link between upper management and lower management, and how expansive the role of middle managers should be?
Well, that's a good question, and I think that question is going to be different for every organization and for every culture. So it's not how extensive it should be; it's how much value are those individuals creating. You can have a company full of mid-level managers. If they're not adding value, then, you know, get rid of them. On the other hand, if you have a lot of mid-level managers and they are adding a lot of value, then, you know, keep the model. So it depends on the organization. It depends on what you're asking them to do or what they're really doing to create value.
So what are some of the tools, the strategies that you suggest along with Kim to enable managers to function optimally?
Well, thanks for asking that question. I'm going to answer it, but before I do, I want to go back to something you said at the beginning.
Sure.
You know, the wheel has been reinvented many times and so forth. And one of the fundamental propositions of this book is that there is no one formula for being a great manager. If there was one formula, everybody would know it. It would have been figured out. Our approach is people have to figure out what works for them. What works for me, what works for you, are probably different things when we get to a level of detail. So what are one of the things we recommend? One of the fundamental approaches that we recommend is not taught very frequently, and that's this. Quit trying to change people. There are so many times when managers, and this applies to people at every level, whether it's the CEO dealing with his or her direct reports, or whether it's a mid-level manager dealing with rank-and-file employees, we're too cavalier about asking people to change. And changing is a monumentally difficult endeavor. So what happens is, when we call people in for performance evaluations, and we ask them to change. We ask them to be, for instance, more extroverted. We ask them to be more aggressive. We ask them to be more organized, or whatever it might be. When we're asking really to change who they are, that's really a bad bet. And all we're doing is making our relationship with that individual worse. We're not helping that individual. So we can get managers out of the business of asking people to change, and instead ask, what do they bring to the table? What are their strengths? What are their gifts? And how can I amplify those? And how can I make the best use of those without asking people to change? Here's my analogy. Don't send your pitchers to batting practice.
I love that one. Absolutely love that one. When you talk about talent, do you think talent is an innate trait? In other words, people are born to be leaders, or it's something that can be created and developed?
I think that people are born, that they're hardwired a certain way, and that they're raised a certain way, and that they develop certain very deeply ingrained patterns of thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. And once those are developed, say, by a time a person is in their early 20s, they're very difficult to change. And some of those deeply ingrained patterns are more amenable to a person being an excellent leader, and some of those deeply ingrained patterns are more amenable, for instance, to someone having the potential to be a terrific nurse. So we call these deeply ingrained patterns deeds, patterns of thoughts, feelings, and behavior that are persistent over time. And some of them give people the potential to be great leaders, and some of these themes give people the potential to be great, you name it, whatever it might be. But when we say talent, we're talking about the potential for excellence. And frankly, we don't care whether it was installed at an early age or whether it's in the DNA. By the time somebody is an adult, there are these deeply ingrained patterns of thoughts, feelings, and behavior, and they're very difficult to change. So finding out what they are and how we can make the best use of them is one of the main endeavors that allows a manager to make a difference in the lives of their people. Let me give you an example of parenting. Parents get their children involved in a lot of different activities, and whether they're conscious of it or not, one of the things that's going on...
All right, we're going to have to break. Can you stay for another segment, Larry?
I can.
All right, this is Stu Taylor. Stu Taylor on Business. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high net worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
Hello, this is Robert Kiyosaki, author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and I want to have high commendations for Stu Taylor. He's been a supporter of financial education and my message for years. He's a great guy. Keep listening to him.
All right, we return on this Monday morning, and rejoining us is Larry Sternberg. He's half of the authorship of the book, Managing to Make a Difference, How to Engage, Retain, and Develop Talent for Maximum Performance. The other half of this exceptional team is Kim Turnage. I want to go to that subtitle for a second, Larry, which is, I know from firsthand experience, having been in business for years, how do you really retain top talent? It could be very difficult to do today, especially with the pressures that that people are under in order to move up that ladder.
Sure, it is difficult to do, Stu. But the fundamental thing you have to do is meet the person's needs. Every person you manage has a unique set of aspirations, needs, goals, desires, all those things. They're unique. And what you have to do is get to know your people and figure out how you're going to meet those needs. And you have to extend yourself to meet those needs. And no, it's not easy. And the other thing you do is develop close relationships with these people. If you have close, positive relationships your people, and if you are extending yourself to meet your needs, you are going to maximize the likelihood that you are going to retain them.
How do you, it's always difficult. Everybody says, oh, it's easy. I'm objective. You can't take subjectivity out of a person's makeup. It's just inherent in all of us. And you get wrapped up in your projects and what you're doing. How open are you to other approaches that may be conflicting to what you talk about in the book, or is your answer that it's so based in research that it's pretty much finite?
I'm very open to other answers. I'm so glad you asked that question. What I say to people is this: don't listen to me, don't listen to Stu, don't listen to the next expert who comes along. Listen to your results. If what you're doing is working for you, even if it's contrary to anything I recommend, keep doing it. If you want improved results, you can't keep doing the same thing. You've got to have the courage to try new things and see how they work. So everybody has to find their own way. Everybody has their own style, and everybody has to find their own way. So I'm very open to that.
What was the most difficult part of writing this book?
The most difficult part of writing the book was figuring out how the books are linear by definition. And the ideas, the principles, the advice in this book is not linear. And the most difficult part, since it isn't linear, was figuring out some sort of linear organization of the progression of ideas in the book. But fundamentally, it's not linear.
How do you sort out the differences? And I don't make a case for either one. I think they're both important. With our new technology, et cetera, for supporting the move towards independence and independent entrepreneurship within a business, as opposed to still the important aspects of collaborating and working with others. Is that being modified through the years?
I think it is. I think that there's more collaboration now. That technology enables more collaboration. It used to be, I think, that entrepreneurs and independent business owners were much more isolated because they didn't have the functionality to find other people like them and to ask them, what are you doing and how is it working for you? Now, with increased technology, I think that people can be independent performers, but now have a network of people who are very much like them in very similar situations, and people can learn from each other. So I think that the technology supports learning and growth for independent performance.
Does it also inhibit the interaction in this social media age? I remember years ago I interviewed Howard Rheingold, and I'm trying to think of the name of his book, but it was focused on how subcultures are being developed by our new technology, and people are much more in isolation, and therefore it not only affects their working habits together, but it affects their personality. I think in so many ways he was an amazing prophet, and this book was written about eight years ago. What did you agree with that?
Yes, I do. It is affecting people's personalities. It is affecting relationships. Relationships are now incorporating, you know, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all those kinds of things. People are having relationships at a distance with individuals they've never met in person. So different kinds of relationships are emerging. And there's always a downside. There's never just an upside to anything. There's always a downside as well. And the downside of this is I sit in meetings, and as soon as there's a break, everybody's on their phone. They're not talking to each other. They're not relating to the people who are sitting right in front of them. They're on their phone, checking their email, and doing these other things. And so I think that the downside of this is that we are less present when you're physically present with people. We are less present. And I am very conscious about not pulling my cell phone out during a break or whatever that might be. So, yes, I think all of these functionalities are, in fact, changing relationships. And, of course, they are affecting people's personality.
Joining us is Larry Sternberg. The name of the book is Managing to Make a Difference. What is this? How would you define a strict role or roles of a manager? And you can expand upon my question, but I'm talking about identifying sources where talent emanates. In other cases, it's just best to go to someone else. You don't take a guy who can steal bases and put him in the cleanup spot.
Right. So I'm sorry. Would you repeat your question?
How do you go about analyzing the differences in skills to get the maximum out of people who work for you? Because a miscalculation can result in putting a singles hitter in a cleanup spot, and you don't want to do that in baseball.
Yeah, well, how you go about it is, first of all, and we do this all the time, and the easiest way for people to understand this is you take any sales organization, and you take your number one sales rep, now you've got an opening for sales manager, and you put your number one sales rep in the sales manager position, and everybody is mad for anything.
All right. I want to thank you so much. It's been interesting. And I think this is a book everyone should get. Managing to Make a Difference, How to Engage, Retain, and Develop Talent for Maximum Performance. Our guest has been Larry Sternberg. Larry, thank you very much.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio. The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right. Good day. Good day. Another great day here. And I want to open up by saying I have done a lot of these interviews, worked with many people through the years, almost two decades of doing it. Never had a more pleasurable experience than I've had with Precious Timber. And I want to be very, very careful in choosing my words. My role here is not to tell you to invest. My role here is not to recommend it. My role here is not to tell you about the people who have invested in it and gotten great returns. Because people are asking, what do you think? Should I invest? I will not. I can't answer that question. It's unethical. It is not the right thing to do, but I can't tell you. I've heard nothing but wonderful things about Precious Timber, and we're going to hear about that today, and I hope to be planning a trip to go down to Nicaragua to see all of this. We're going to talk about that during the course of the show, as joining us is Scott Thomas, and he is a wealth management advisor. His focus as an advisor to Precious Timber is to offer clients, business clients and institutional clients, a personal and unbiased third-party analysis of Latin American agriculture, and also, as we've had on here for months, we've got Alex Wilson, the founder and CEO of Precious Timber. I want to give you the website. I know this is time we're taking away from them, but it's important. PreciousTimber.com. PreciousTimber.com. You will be treated beautifully. You are not going to be pushed into anything. As a matter of fact, when Alex and I started this relationship, we said their role is to be informative about alternative investment opportunities. And he's done that, and I followed in his footsteps, although it's not my role anyway to take any other position. If you want to call the offices, it's 855-888-6268, 855 5-888-6268. Let's jump right into this with you, Alex. I assume Scott isn't yet with us, correct? Correct, Matt? All right. I just mentioned a tour, and I hope to get to Nicaragua. I think a key component, since the minimum investment here is $100,000, let me be straightforward about this, is to go on one of these discovery tours. And, I've seen the videos of it, I've heard about it, and it's extraordinary. Talk about your next one, which is coming up in November, Alex, and what is
involved.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, thanks. Thanks again, and good morning, Stu. The tours are imperative in my mind. I mean, listen, seeing the website is one thing, reading the detailed information, the PPM, if you will, that's important, too. Discussing how everything works with myself or Scott is very important. Understanding the space, because the space is not that familiar to most investors. Of course, high net worth investors, institutions and endowments, as you mentioned, very familiar with the space. They use it for a specific purpose, mainly capital preservation and capital appreciation. But the tours really open up a person's sort of mind, if you will, to understand the one thing that not very many portfolios are earning, and that's biological profits. Most profits are generated, of course, by buying something at one price and then hopefully selling it at a higher price, whereas biological profits occur because Mother Nature does what she does every day, regardless of what the economy is doing, regardless of what sort of is going on around the world. But seeing still misunderstood from the 70s and 80s. Today's Nicaragua is remarkable transformation, just an incredible place to go for a vacation. According to the IMF and the World Bank, it's the safest Latin American country, not only to travel to for vacation purposes, but to do business in. So it's an up-close and personal sort of look at tropical timber, and particularly coffee, because Nicaragua is a very, very premier coffee-growing country. And then the commodity that's coming on faster than anything the last 10, 15 years is coconuts. Coconuts are being used in, hundreds of different applications and non-correlated industries. But it's a space for, as I mentioned, to earn a profit in the portfolio that just happens to come every single day because, biology is the one that's the driving force behind it.
Pop on now, pop on.
All right, it sounds absolutely fantastic. And I want you to take us through the tour, but let's first get to Scott Thomas, who's joining us now, the investment of wealth management advisor, investment advisor to Precious Timber. Glad we got you on just in the nick of time. Perfect timing. Good morning.
Good morning, Stu. So glad to be here.
It's great to have you on, Scott. And let me get right to it here in lieu of time. Why does an allocation to Latin America agriculture make sense?
Great question. We began to rethink our asset allocations about 4 or 5 years ago. So real quick, there's beta drivers and then there's alpha drivers. Alpha drivers enhance the portfolio. They're away from the market. And so when you begin to, break down the various types of alpha drivers and diversification enhancing investments, you really begin to start taking a look at the various return series and different things statistically that we look at to compare. This actually took us into Latin American agriculture, and as we began to really investigate it, we began to hone in on timber, first of all, because it is an absolute low-risk, high-return, and then when you add the tropical timber to it, Stu, you really begin to enhance the basis points on the various types of timber investments that are available. So we love tropical timber, mahogany, teak, and Alex can tell you there's a dozen of tropical timbers that are used. Also coconuts, coffee, and cocoa. And we begin to place these and allocate these investments for our accredited investor clients and also our smaller institution. So we begin to redesign income, retirement income portfolios, as well as enhancing the statistics in institutional portfolios. So they're wonderful to own, and we really did a tremendous amount of due diligence with Precious Timber, and we love everything about them. And so we were able to form a wonderful relationship with Precious Timber. And, yes, I have been to Nicaragua and look forward to going back. And it, Alex said that it is imperative. So we want to help people do their due diligence, and I would encourage anybody to get down there and give Precious Timber a call and get that scheduled.
All right, great segue here for Alex. I'd like to ask you to, as best as you can do in a couple of minutes here, to take us through one of those tours.
Well, certainly. First of all, you're our guest. You're not there to have someone, ask you every 5 minutes if you're going to invest. That's not going to happen with our organization. You're our guest. We treat you like a guest. The moment you step on off the plane, you're going to realize that this is a company that wants you to enjoy yourself, wants you to come down and learn what it is that you're coming down to study. And so step by step throughout the tour, first of all, of course, is making sure that things are, smoothly run. If it's, sometimes it's a tropical location, so sometimes it can be rainy, So we've got the Wellington boots, and we've got the umbrellas, and we've got the PacMax, and we've got all the things to keep you comfortable. And then when we're out in the forest, of course, you're going to hear from the foresters, you're going to hear from the technical engineers that and the agricultural engineers, and so you can ask any question that you want. Every question is an important question in our mind. We're going to show you exactly how we plant. We're going to show you exactly how we manage everything. We're going to show you how we move things from the field into the mill, or move things from the field into the chains that and the channels that end up going through one of the largest, in fact it's the sixth largest coffee trader on earth that we work with. So step by step, Stu, along the way, you'll learn, but most importantly, I think, is you'll get to appreciate the country. You'll get to meet some like-minded individuals from around the world. And the biggest thing is you'll come home and you'll say, wow, I had no clue what was going on down there. It is a spectacular part of the world.
Yeah, and I love it. It's like I love going to restaurants. You never know, but I love going to restaurants where you can see them making the food in the kitchen, which is pretty much what you do. I don't like it when you can't see the kitchen and you don't know what's going on.
Well, you can't get a bad meal in Nicaragua, I promise you that.
Oh, it's boy, now you're really reaching. Boy, I'm coming down. So, I wish we had more time, but we're going to do this again next week. Scott, Alex, thanks a million for bringing this valuable information to our listeners. And take heed, folks. Go to PreciousTimber.com. Just make the call. It's no obligation. Stay with us, Scott. Stay with us, Alex, as we go to a break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them, so you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769.
That's 855-325-1769.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Sundays 9 to 10 a.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
This is Speaker Newt Gingrich, and I just did an interview with Stu Taylor, who does one of the most educational and thoughtful interviews on radio today. It's always interesting to interact with Stu to see where his mind is coming from, and once again, he raised a lot of great issues.
All right, we're rejoined for our final segment of the week. I try, and for the times I don't do it, I apologize to our listening audience. I always like to end the week on a positive note. You know how you remember those days in business, or you still may have them, and bad timing. You know, people give you bad news at the end of the week, and it ruins your weekend. My philosophy is to give you good news and to make your weekend, and especially if you're going to be in Chicago and in that area. And I pick out this restaurant because it's one of the finest eating establishments I've ever attended in my life. My family and I do not go to Chicago, do not go without going to Sophie Restaurant. It's an upscale Northern Italian restaurant that has contemporary classic Italian cuisine. And I'm not sure I can define what makes this restaurant sensational. You know how sometimes you just find something and say, I can't tell you why. It's just absolutely sensational. It's maybe because I don't know the recipes. So I'm telling you, if you want to really love me, go to Chicago, eat at Sophie Restaurant. I'm going to get the website in a second. I think it's, let me wait here. I want to introduce Maurice Meeke, who has become a very dear friend of mine, because he's so gracious and so warm. But I probably never would have eaten at the restaurant if the food weren't that spectacular. Maurice, it's so nice to have you on.
Sam, nice to be with you, Stu. It's always a pleasure.
So give out the website for your restaurant for people going to Chicago, because if you go to Chicago and you miss this, you're really making a mistake.
Well, I want to be there and say mistake. Well, I mean, if you really want to have something really Italian with that concept of what comes from Italy since a long time, well, I mean, that's the restaurant. Well, I agree with that because I'm always there. You know, welcoming all these customers and be sure that they have what they're looking for.
What's the website, Maurice?
The website is sophiechicago.com.
Okay, and it's sophiechicago.com. Let me give you a phone number because our show carries nationally. If you're in Chicago, trust me on this one, 312 753 5504. Now, your family comes from Italy, your recipes, I guess, from your mother. Let's try to put into words what I just said. If someone says, why is this restaurant, maybe the best Italian restaurant or the best northern cuisine you've ever eaten, can you tell me why?
Well, because people are so happy that they say it's a secret we want to tell anybody. Because they keep me like the jewel of South Loop. Well, I prefer to have also a bigger, you know, bigger view of my restaurant. But I'm happy with that. You know, I mean, I'm considered to be the kind of neighborhood and safe restaurant. When you go, you don't feel like you've been ripped off or you've been cheated on what I'm serving. I'm trying to give because of my roots. Coming from Tuscany, my mother, they taught me all these recipes. I try always to give and stick to those recipes as much as I can with all the products, local products, you know, and with also using the most important product for my cuisine. What I mean, I use the classic product. If they want to be the grana padano, it has to be grana padano imported. The prosciutto has to be imported. The farina, the flour, pasta, and all these things. Everything is imported, but other ingredients, which I buy locally, and I find it very good. What I mean, I always try to have the authenticity ready when people they come.
Maurice, give us just kind of an, I know this is tough to do because you get so many great selections. The toughest part about going to your restaurant is last time I was there with my wife, and she was just there last week, and I don't know what to eat. I can't find anything on here that isn't appealing. So can you kind of give an overview of what your menu is and what a couple of the favorites might be for people coming in to eat there the first time?
Well, especially that, I have a couple waiters that work for me since they're Italians. They know the food. They know all the ingredients in the food. So, you know, when somebody asks me personally, what would you take? I say, you know what? All these plates. I like my children. I love them all. I don't know what to choose. It's up to you. What you like. If you like this, you go for this. If you like that, you go for that. You know, and my staff knows exactly what to suggest when some people come for the first time. Know exactly. We are not pushing, but offering the authenticity with the classics like the ossobuco with the risotto or certain kind of pastas on the classic pasta with the duck stew, things like that really. So stick with the classics when you come to my place.
How many years has the restaurant been there?
The restaurant is in its 50 years right now. It's going to be for another 15. I can promise you that. The landlords will love me.
Was learning the recipes and the art of cuisine from your mother enough, or did you have to enhance that by moving on to study the cuisine at different restaurants and maybe schools?
No, really, but you know what? The recipe of my mother, they are kind of old recipes because she passed away a long time ago, and the recipe, they come from the early 1900s from Tuscany. But I grew up as a chef, as an executive chef, I put a little bit of modern way to look at these recipes and try to make them less heavy and a little bit more appealing also the look at it. I have different plates that are new and not part of my heritage, but they grew up with me in all the years that I've been working in the States, that is almost 30 years ago.
I wanted to have you jump in because we only have a minute. You've got a rather extensive and diverse wine selection. I know you take pride in that. Can you talk about it for a minute?
Well, the wine, I love to work with Italian wine because it's is also part of my recipes to use the Italian wines for that.
All right, we're out of time, but Maurice, I want you to stay on as we conclude the show. Stay, don't hang up.
Absolutely.
This is Stu Taylor. I'm wishing you all a terrific weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday. Go to Sophie Restaurant in Chicago. You will love it.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.